I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. Brian returns Monday. Now to education and specifically high school graduation rates. I'm joined by WNYC's education reporter, Beth Fertig. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Jamie.
And we are inviting our listeners who are teachers to call in and talk about what they think makes the biggest difference in graduation rates. 212-433-WMYC. That's 212-433-9692. Beth, let's start with your latest report filed yesterday on this subject, and listeners can check it out at our website, WNYC.org. It's called The Big Fix, Staying on Top of Seniors at Chelsea High. Beth, where is Chelsea High? Presumably in Chelsea, but I could be wrong about that. And why did you go there? Well, see, there you go. Why did you choose that school? And tell us a little bit about where it is and what you learned.
Chelsea High is actually located in Soho on 6th Avenue and Spring Street. Nobody really knows why it's called Chelsea High. That was probably one of those bureaucratic decisions that got
maybe it
up.
Got moved.
No, yeah, I don't know. It was originally a public school elementary building, but it's an old building. But we've been doing a series called The Big Fix with Gotham Schools, the independent website, where we've been looking at low graduation rates. We picked three struggling high schools that we wanted to profile this year, and I've been looking at Chelsea Career and Technical Education High School. It used to be a vocational school, but there really are no old-fashioned vocational schools anymore. They all have to comply with the same graduation standards as every other school, and they no longer offer shop or wood classes, things like that. The kids, in fact, at Chelsea, if they do the career and technical education path, they take classes with Cisco Systems. But it's just like any other regular high school, but it's got a very low graduation rate. It was under 50%, and it was one of 11 schools in New York City that were chosen to receive these federal school improvement grants that the Obama administration is giving out to raise graduation rates among the what they call the dropout factories. Mm-hmm. There's something like the lowest 5% of all high schools where kids are dropping out. The administration is very focused on doing something to raise the nation's graduation rates and get students more ready for college, because the United States is not seen as competitive as it used to be, and we no longer have the highest percentage of students going into college like we used to compared to other countries. Other countries are beating us. Other countries' math and reading scores and science scores in particularly are much higher than ours. So this has been a big push from Washington down to New York City, and we want to look at what they're doing with this grant, which is worth almost $1 million a year for Chelsea, a school of only about 550 kids. So that's a lot of money at a time of budget cuts. And basically what they're doing is they've extended the school day, they added an extra period, they have the teachers come in earlier too for preparation, and they also use that money for some professional development to give the teachers more help. Mm-hmm. And they have been working on all four classes, you know, freshmen through seniors. But this particular story focused on what are they going to do to get more seniors to graduate, because ultimately the school is measured by their graduation rates.
Right. And the thing that grabbed my attention was this war board that you write about, which seems sort of emblematic of the subject and the problem. Say a word or two about that.
Sure. I don't believe that it's that unusual. I've heard of other principals who do this, but the principal at Chelsea, Brian Rosenblum, you know, there's a big focus on using data and keeping track of kids. Well, he does it the old-fashioned way. He has a whiteboard next to his desk, one of those big dry erase boards, and he lists the names of every senior and how many credits or Regents exams they need in order to graduate in June. So he can just visually look at this board every day and see who's on track, who's not. It's a small enough group, you know, maybe 120 kids or so. He knows them all by name. He can stop them in the hallway. He can remind them. He can stay on top of them. He can call their parents. He does all kinds of things to urge them to do what they need to do. And so in this story, I checked in with him in the middle of the school year, which was a couple of months ago on a cold Saturday morning. He and another teacher were updating the war board because they had their mid-year transcripts for all the kids. And they were erasing credits or Regents exams that the kids had already taken and seeing who was on track and then who was not on track. And there were a lot of kids who needed to get more credits that they had not accumulated or to pass a few regents, which is not unusual for seniors. You know, a lot of that is pretty doable, but there were also some kids who really had a lot of work to make up. And so the school is one of, I think, about 10 schools now in the city that are the part of a pilot program to use online credit recovery, which means that seniors who have failed classes before can take them over by taking them on a computer as an online course. Online learning has really exploded in the past decade, mostly at college campuses, but increasingly at high schools. And there's some controversy over whether this is real learning, whether kids can just guess their way through. We did a story about this back in November, just on the online learning portion. But in this particular story that aired yesterday, we looked at some seniors who had been taking the classes, and some of them have made up their credits, and some of them didn't and may not graduate in August. So, you know, what was interesting is that this school, because it had been so low achieving for so long, and the principal only took over in 2008, this class of seniors is the last class of kids that started out before he got there, when the school was considered
very
chaotic.
So he can really measure his success.
Well, he can measure his success better by the juniors. When he looks at them on his war board, he's got their names there too, and he sees a lot of them are doing so much better. They've earned many more regents, and they've earned many more credits. Many of them will get the state's advanced regents exam by taking 8 exams instead of 5. But these seniors are still in trouble because 40 to 50 out of a cohort of maybe 160 dropped out along the way. And yet that's still being held against him. So in other words, even if he gets most of these kids who are left to graduate, he'll still have an overall graduation rate of just 60 or 65%.
Well, he's extended the school day, as you mentioned. He's bringing his teachers in earlier, and he's using this credit online credit recovery program. Let's hear from Nora in Westchester, some example. Nora, I'm very tight on time. Let's very quickly hear your suggestion for improving graduation rates.
Well, this is actually just a comment.
Please.
That there's a lot of focus on the 4-year graduation rate, but I'd just like to point out that a lot of students, you know, they may not speak English or they may have other factors that could impede their progress. And if they take 5 or 6 years to graduate, that could actually be a tremendous achievement and not should not be seen as a failure.
Yes, we do have that focus on the 4-year graduation in the United States. That is the program that we're on in this country. Let's take Doug from the Center for Arts Education, I believe it is. And, Doug, you know we're going to have Kevin Spacey on in the next hour to talk about arts education in the United States. Please go ahead with Beth Fertig. Quickly, your idea.
Sure. I was calling about the importance of offering students across the city a really rich and a robust curriculum as a way to combat low graduation rates. What we're seeing is a real narrowing of the curriculum in schools across the city and even nationwide, partially due to No Child Left Behind. And research that we did here in New York City on over 200 high schools showed a very strong relationship, a strong and consistent relationship between the level of arts education that's being offered and the high school graduation rates.
Well, thank you, Doug, for your call. I'm going to leave it at that and ask you to please listen to Kevin Spacey in the next hour. He's going to make exactly that point. But I want to come back to you, Beth. First of all, as to Nora's point, is that an option for a child to graduate in 4 years, in 5 years, rather than the traditional 4 years?
Of course. A lot of kids, in fact, the graduation rate is higher when you count fifth year or sixth year because, as she said, there are many students who arrive here not knowing English or having had an interrupted formal education in their native countries. So that is a real issue. And there's the New York State Board of Regents right now is taking up a lot of proposals of what they can do to deal with the graduation rate and
what
to
does
get
it
more
do,
students ready for college.
What does it do to the graduation rate statistics for the individual schools as they deal with
they
the state and federal governments?
If you count fifth year, they definitely go up by several percentage points. And there's been a lot of debate about whether that should also be counted as a separate graduation rate to show the difference between, you know, the so-called on-time June graduation rate the August graduates, which goes up. Like New York City right now, the four-year on-time graduation rate, meaning kids who graduate in June, is about 60%. If you count August graduates, it's closer to 64%. If you do a fifth year, it gets closer to 70%, I believe. So those are definitely real issues. The Board of Regents is looking at how to make the graduation diploma actually count more, though, because what they're finding is that most kids who graduate actually are not ready for college, which means in New York State right now, you need a 65 on your Regents exam, on five Regents exams to get the, you know, Regents diploma, as it's called. They're phasing out the local diploma, in which one of those five exams you could have gotten as low as like a 55 and still passed. So it's getting harder to graduate. But what they're finding is that unless you have about an 80 on your math Regents and a 75 on your English Regents, you are not likely to make it through your freshman year of college, which is why over three-quarters of New York City high school graduates who go to CUNY community colleges, the two-year schools, have to take remedial math or reading. And that's a real crisis because then they never make it through college if they start off that far behind. So the Regents are trying to raise the Regents exam rate that you need to pass, or they're looking at adding other requirements, or maybe allowing a vocational type of Regents exam, which would really be called career and technical education for kids who aren't as academically inclined. Mm-hmm. There's a big, big debate right now about what to do to raise the graduation rate and make it more realistic for students.
All right, and Beth, I do have to leave it there. Thank you so much for that report. And you can find Beth Fertig's piece, The Big Fix, and her series, in fact, at WNYC.org. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. Up next, The Brilliant Disaster, what the doomed Bay of Pigs invasion did not teach us about American foreign policy, but should have.